This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and we are live this Sunday evening. It's Mark with you.
And Ian.
In the last hour, we were talking about, Donald Trump, immigration. These kind of two sort of go together. And, been soliciting calls on the subject. We do have other things to talk about, but you are welcome to call in on any issue.
Like a raping cop.
There's that coming up. Let's go to Paul in Kansas City. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, sir?
Hello?
Ding,
hello,
ding.
Paul? You've got him turned on, I presume.
Are you talking to me?
There he is. Yes, sir.
What's your name, sir?
It doesn't matter what my name is. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, apparently it's not Paul. Go ahead.
Y'all need to go fuck.
And make sure to drop that man's call.
Yeah.
That's a shame because Paul, according to the call screening software, was supposed to be calling us fascists, and I really wanted to hear about that. I mean, that was the call, right? That was going to call us fascists.
He was going to call us a fascist.
I really wanted to hear someone make an argument as to why they believe that we on Free Talk Live, who take a pro-liberty position on every issue, are fascists. I mean, we've been called commies, we've been called conservatives, we've been called liberals over the years, but I don't recall. I mean, we've been doing this show since 2002. Certainly, I don't remember every moment, but I don't recall ever being called a fascist before. So
it's pretty much the opposite of what we are. Merriam-Webster defines it sort of as the colloquial definition. Mussolini had a different definition, had to do with the marrying of corporations and government together. But the simple one is a way of organizing society in which a government ruled by a dictator controls the lives of people, in which people are not allowed to disagree with the government. And I would suggest that we believe just the opposite, that people should be free to believe what it is that they want to believe, including Paul or whatever that gentleman's name was.
I think he should be able I think that guy should be free to say F you on the radio, but unfortunately we do have to protect our radio station's licenses.
Right. Well, the government, which in the area of cussing on the radio, dropping the F-bomb on the radio, is pretty fascist. The FCC has community standards that suggests that I'm pretty sure that just about every definition of community standards would exclude the dropping of the F-bomb on an FCC licensed radio station. So
sorry, bro.
The difficulty here is even if you're impassioned about your point, you're not going to be able to make it if the first thing is, let's see,
F you
guys can go F yourselves. What was that? Like the
five words or something?
Yeah, the fifth word was, the F-bomb. I love offering the opportunity. That's what Free Talk Live is. It's a forum for people to call in. Give their opinions.
If they disagree
with us, that's fine. I'm looking for disagreement.
Yeah, absolutely. And so maybe someone who's not Paul can pick up the ball because he totally just dropped it there. He didn't get a chance to even make any point. I would like to hear an argument as to why Free Talk Live's hosts are fascists. I want to hear that.
What we were saying in the final segment, I assume he's reacting to that it is, I would say that we're fascist in that we do not believe that you should be able to force a business to only have their employees speak English. So if what you want to do is force people to do things, Free Talk Live advocates for the government to disallow you from forcing people. That's the one thing that we're sort of stringent on. We are adamant for freedom. And you can't really claim that we're fascists if what we're stringent on is allowing people freedom. I disagree without hearing more, and I would have to hear more to change my mind on this. And, by the way, you don't change people's mind by, dropping the F-bomb on them.
Yeah, calling them names.
Right. The best way to do it is to start out calm. Address their concerns. So the people's opinions are driven by their emotions. They're not driven by their logic.
Clearly, that man was very emotional.
Right. He was whipped up. Right. And what I try to do on the issue of immigration is I try to constantly do the touchback to the fact that everybody listening to me is the child, the grandchild, the great-grandchild of immigrants.
Mm.
Everybody listening to me is the child of immigrants. Now, what people will often say to this is, well, my people came here legally. Well, first off, that may or may not be true.
Yeah.
You know,
have you seen the paperwork?
Right. You know,
were you
it's
there
probably
when they
not
applied?
A good idea to tell your great-grandchildren that you came here illegally. Mm. You don't spread that kind of thing around.
Right.
However, let's take your
if
word
you made
for
it. You keep your mouth shut.
Though the rules, immigration at Ellis Island, they weren't so strict at the time, right? Yeah, you floated in on a boat, they messed up your last name, 3 days to make sure you don't have TB, you're out the door selling flowers on, the streets of New York, right? I mean, that's how it was. It was a lot easier than climbing the mountain of paperwork that needs to be done now. I am going to say that we would be better off as a nation if people could come here, work hard, build a life for themselves, because that's what happens when money changes hands. Everybody believes they got a better deal.
You wouldn't do the deal unless you thought you were making out okay, right?
And it's true. Everybody does get a better deal. Economics, microeconomics is what builds macroeconomics, and that's what makes a nation strong. Back in the day, nations would conquer nations for land and people. Well, you have people that want to come here for free. What's changed? Socialism. So the country now hands out a bunch of free stuff, and it makes the people who work hard upset. The hardworking voter, they're upset. They're like, I don't want to hand out a bunch of free stuff to a bunch of people who come here and sit on their butts. Well, I got news for you. The people who sit on their butts were born here.
Mm.
Generally. That's what the evidence shows here from the Reason magazine article that we went through in the first hour.
Yeah, and shouldn't they be getting upset just about the fact that free stuff is being given out to, you know, shiftless people in general?
Right. Why is it that somebody born in San Diego, I'm somehow obligated to support, but somebody born in Tijuana, a few miles away, like, well, that is immoral to support that person. If you believe in forced redistribution of wealth, and I do not, if you believe in it, why is it that you only want to do it inside the polygon known as the United States? Why don't we take all the money from the rich and the poor and everybody in the United States and pass it out amongst the world's poor? I mean, you want to? They talk about the occupiers talk about the 1%.
Yeah.
Well, the 1% of the world is the poor people in the United States. They're part of the 1% of the world. So why don't we do that? Why don't we distribute all our wealth? If that really worked, because it doesn't.
No.
It does not make all boats rise. Then if that's a good idea, let's just give away everybody's money.
If you were to give away, if you were to, tomorrow, if you were to wake up and everyone's bank accounts were to, and people who don't have bank accounts were to have bank accounts, and everyone were to have the same amount of money in that bank account. Donald Trump had his wealth reduced significantly down to what everyone else, whatever that arbitrary amount would be. What you'd see by the end of the day, the end of the week, the end of the month, relatively short period of time, is that wealth would, on its own, move from the hands of some to the hands of the few. And, you know, because people...
It'd start all over again.
Right, because people who are bad with money aren't going to get good with money just because they come into a lot of
it. Right. The last thing that's going to make them good with money is a bunch of free money.
Mm.
It's going to make them terrible with money. Just look at the people who win the lottery.
Exactly.
The story after story after story of people who win the lottery, it's a bad, bad thing. And
it turns into a nightmare for some of them, yeah.
Yeah, and when you look at this notion of giving away money, the fact is that these CEOs that everybody thinks is so terrible, how much money they make, if you were to take all the money of all the CEOs in America and distributed amongst America's poor, they would get a $16 an hour raise.
Really?
Big, fat, hairy deal, right?
Yeah,
nothing. They're not getting much. Well, what CEOs are valuable for is it's like a marquee player on a basketball team. You pay for a marquee player because a marquee player is worth having. That guy who's 7'3" and can stand under the basket and like grab the ball and just shove it in while standing on his tiptoes, that guy, he's valuable to have. And I would assume that these companies, if they're wishing to, you know, fork out big money for paychecks and that sort of thing, they think that CEO's worth it. And I can only assume they're correct. Sometimes, you know, in the marketplace, businesses are wrong. But what's it cost you? Nothing. When the government's wrong, it costs you, you know, tax money. When businesses are wrong, big deal. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Call in. Do anything but cuss us out.
You can say mean things if you want.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We've been talking about immigration here, and you can call in about that topic or anything else if that's what you wish to do. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I know that my take on immigration is shocking to some. It is certainly a fringe notion that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely.
It's a shame that's fringe, but yeah, freedom is kind of fringe these days.
And if you're going to say, then why don't I let people come stay in my house and eat my food, which is what people often do, is, well, why won't you let me? If I want to sponsor somebody to come here from another country and I want to put them up in my guest room, shouldn't I be able to do that?
Why is it anyone else's business?
As the citizen of, as a United States citizen, land of the free, home of the brave, we should be able to be brave enough to allow American citizens, at the very least, to sponsor people, make sure that they've got a place to stay, make sure that they've, you know, they're settled and everything. And then once they're, you know, living life on their own or whatever, then they should be able to sponsor somebody, another person. To suggest that I'm not allowed to do that suggests that you somehow have claim over my life and my property.
Mm.
Now, how is it in a free country that you can tell me who I can bring into my house and
well,
let eat my
rule.
Food?
Majority rule.
Yeah, well, that's it. This isn't a democracy. The same people who would say that would likely say this is a republic.
They might.
I don't know exactly what that means.
Well, a republic is supposedly more respecting of individual rights than a democracy,
that's
right?
the idea. One, democracy means like of the people, and republic means for the people or something like that. I mean, these terms, one's Latin, one's Greek, they're very similar. You know, I'd like to see the republic that has been so great at respecting rights, the United States.
How
in
about
many ways.
The DPRK?
Right, so the Democratic
People's Republic of Korea.
Yeah, there's a great one. Republic.
I've got news about them tonight too.
Ah, well, let's talk about the cop who apparently, now, in many cases with law enforcement, what we say here on Free Talk Live is that they can pretty much get away with anything that isn't sexual. If they get caught with something that's for something that's sort of sexual, then they get the book thrown at them.
Yeah, we've seen stories about. I remember one of the most memorable stories about a cop getting in trouble for something sexy. Was the cop that mowed his lawn in his underwear.
Yeah, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because
he got fired.
If he would have mowed his lawn in a pair of bike shorts, which were popular. Do you remember those in the 80s?
Yeah, the spandex.
Yeah, they were like spandex shorts. And
which was
tight.
Basically what he was wearing. I mean, he was wearing, it wasn't spandex, but it was one of those. It wasn't
stretchy
tidy
cotton.
No, it wasn't the tidy whities.
The boxer briefs.
The boxer briefs, yes, right. So it's still kind of like form-fitting.
Right, and I mean, they're really not much different than a pair of biker shorts.
Right.
So if he was out there in a pair of biker shorts, you know, spandex, lycra, and with you know, some color down the stripes on the legs, then it would have been okay. But if it was, because it was Fruit of the Loom, and it was cotton and spandex, then that's not acceptable.
So that was one example of a cop getting in trouble for some sort of sex-related thing, even though there really wasn't sex involved, just nudity, or even though there wasn't nudity involved. It just shows how sensitive police departments can be towards these issues. But even in the case of cops getting busted for rape, it usually doesn't work out too bad for them. I mean, in the case of average people getting busted for rape, they'll throw the book at them. But when you're a cop, you get an extra special treatment. The story from New York Daily News, nydailynews.com. Greenville, Alabama. An ex-Alabama state trooper who was accused of raping a woman while he was on duty was sentenced to 6 months in jail.
Raping a woman, 6 months.
That's
all
right. After he pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor sexual misconduct charge. So originally he was facing felony charges of rape and sodomy against Samuel McHenry. Those were dismissed, however, as part of the plea deal agreement that he filed in the Butler County District Court in Greenville. McHenry's Alabama Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission certification will be revoked, and he'll have to register as a sex offender, according to the plea agreement.
Not great. No. You know, the sex offender thing can make it very difficult to get jobs and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he didn't get completely exonerated here or anything, but
I can see why somebody would want to prevent sex offenders from, say, working at nursery schools or, you know, being a dentist that puts people under, you know, laughing gas or whatever. But I think that it can be very difficult for people to reintegrate with all these lists and these sorts of things. It's hard enough to get a job as a felon, but to, you know, add to that a sex offender or whatever, and it's just, you know, it makes it very difficult. Do you want to put people like this in desperate situations? Because I don't think you would.
So the plea deal comes amid increased national attention on allegations of sexual misconduct by law enforcement officers in a year-long investigation of sexual misconduct by U.S. law enforcement. The Associated Press learned of about 1,000 officers who lost their badges in a six-year period for offenses including rape and propositioning citizens for sex while on duty.
Now, one would think, now I'm certainly not claiming that every police officer out there is a rapist, but I would claim that if there's a position of, if rape is a crime of power, and that's what I'm told, I'm told it is not a crime of lust, but in fact a crime of power.
Mm-hmm. Dominance.
That castrating rapists doesn't work because it doesn't particularly matter. They still want to dominate people. Mm. So whatever, I can only believe what I read, right? That if it's a crime of power, that positions of power would then therefore attracted people that had a higher propensity to do this kind of stuff. Obviously, they would need to be able to make it to, say, their 18th or 20th birthday without having done anything like this, or at least gotten caught doing something like this. But there's a percentage of people who have made it to their 18th or 20th birthday who are, you know, rapist perverts who haven't done anything like that, and those people might be attracted to positions of power. Some of those positions of power would be law enforcement.
One of the questions that you always, I think, have to ask in a case like this is, how many other times did he do this? So, you know, they caught him in at least one occasion, but, and we'll talk about his what exactly happened here, but was that his first time raping someone on duty? Let's go on here.
It certainly wasn't for the Catholic priests, and that's another position of power.
The Associated Press learned of, again, 1,000 officers who lost their badges over 6 years. That sounds like a lot to me.
1,000 over 6 years? It does seem like a lot.
Given how many, and this is just in the U.S., given how, well, anyway, let me go on here. So figures include only officers whose licenses have been revoked. Not all states take that action, maintain accurate records, or have a statewide system to decertify officers for misconduct. So that's interesting. So that 1,000 officer figure isn't even the full number, because in some states they don't decertify. You can't. They're not revoking these officers' licenses. So if they're not revoked on paper, there's not the reason for that revocation of this officer's a bad boy, he tried to have sex with somebody inappropriately, then it doesn't count. So they could only do the 1,000 officers that they could find data on. So the question is, how many others have been reprimanded or fired or whatever without having their license revoked?
It's interesting.
Further, in McHenry's case, the trooper drove a woman away from the scene of a car accident the night of December 6th and threatened to take her to jail if she didn't have sex with him, according to a warrant. We'll tell you more about the story, and you can share your thoughts with us here. 855-453 is our toll-free number on police misbehavior, 855-450-3733, or you can Skype the show. Skype username is LRN.FM. It's the live Sunday edition.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark
and Ian.
You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Talking about the story from, where's it out of?
Alabama.
Alabama, where a police officer got convicted of rape. And certainly any group of people, if you have a group large enough, they're going to have a rapist among them. But usually you would expect something longer than 6 months.
You would, and we can continue that story. I want to tell you about FreedomsPhoenix.com, however, which is where they are uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com has up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. So go to FreedomsPhoenix.com, get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
The number is 855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. That's as in Liberty Radio Network. LRN.FM. Let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, yes. Gotcha.
Oh, okay. You know, let me get off my microphone. I sound better without it.
You do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's good. You know, I just want to say that, did you know that we had about 4,800 people last year killed in auto-related accidents?
Sounds low.
It was like, huh?
That sounds low. Go ahead.
Well, actually, the average is we have usually about 4,000 people, but last year it was 4,800. So that makes it
20% higher.
Well, what it is that since we had this fatality since 1949, when the cars came out, it was just, you know, like tanks made out of like ton of steel. We didn't have all those, you know, like airbags and, you know, all those
safety zones.
Features.
Right.
So, but anyways, and so that's like 67 years ago. And, you know, I just want to mention that I'm just looking forward to the self-driving automated cars that they're working on in Austin, Texas, and also they're in Mountain View, California. So I just can't wait until that we could have those. And, you know, I would like New Mexico to bring them here as soon as possible. Because,
so you feel like you would feel safer on the roads if everyone had a self-driving car?
Right. Well, it's better than, how would you like a woman putting on mascara on the freeway on her way to work and have a five-car piled up, you know?
Yeah, or somebody texting or a whole variety of things. Absolutely. It does appear as though these computer-driven cars are going to be significantly safer than humans. But here's the question I would have regarding this, and I think that this might be the most difficult thing to overcome. Remember, I'm with you, Sarah, but if there were only 5% as many accidents in where the self-driving cars were at fault, I think it would still be a big deal because robots are then killing humans, right? So if you had 95% decrease in accidents when compared to those that are at fault by a computer-driven car, I think you'd still have a percentage of people that are like, oh, my God, that computer killed my baby or whatever, however the story gets panned out. And I think it might be a difficult transition because they'll also be, you know, on the road with people who are not computers, bad drivers, they're all over the place. I do think that they'll do a better job, and I'm certain that they'll more efficiently allocate the resources. Like, if you consider how much pavement during rush hour doesn't have a car on it in any given instant, then it's probably at least four-fifths of the pavement doesn't have a car on it. These computer-driven cars can get within a couple of inches of the computer-driven car in front of them, and they get like little trains going down the road, and they use the space very efficiently, and they don't have this slowing for merging and all that other stuff. But I do wonder about that one aspect, because there's going to be an accident.
Thanks for the call, Sarah.
The thing about it is that yeah, you know, I just want to mention that, but the thing is, either that or do you want to get run over by somebody eating breakfast in a car? I mean,
That's the logical, that's the logical answer. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
So here's what I want to know. And yeah, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. You mentioned the transition, Mark, and what is that going to look like? I mean, obviously the self-driving cars are being developed. They are coming along very, very well, it seems. They're statistically very safe already, from what I understand. But you're talking about a tricky transition here, right? I mean, it probably took a long time to get from cars that had AM radios to cars that had cassette decks and CD players. Now you're talking about taking the person from behind the wheel, and there are going to be some people who, I want to stick with my old car.
Sure.
I like my old car. I like the way it drives. I like the way I feel when I'm behind the wheel of the car. I don't want to let some computer take over for me. I don't care about the statistics that show that it's a lot safer. So is it going to be something where the state is going to mandate that there's going to be like a cutoff date? Whereas, you know, in the year 2025, if you don't yet have a self-driving capable vehicle, that you won't be allowed on the roads. Otherwise, you still are going to have, and I'm not advocating that, I'm just asking, how will this work?
Because I have a suggestion.
I don't think you're going to get to 100% self-driving cars.
Well, what insurance does is it takes risk and spreads it out over a large group of people who opt in, right?
So lower the insurance premiums.
Well, the insurance premiums for self-driving cars will be minuscule compared to those of regular cars.
So the market could drive the change.
Plus, they'll be they will not be they won't use as much fuel, so they'll be cheaper to drive.
They'll be more expensive. They're coordinating with other cars and braking and all that at the same time, then they won't have to use as much.
They'll be more expensive to buy, more expensive to maintain, because they'll have more moving parts and that sort of thing. But you won't have as many accidents to fix and that sort of thing, because they won't be getting as many accidents, won't be running over stupid things as often and that kind of thing. So I think that there could be a situation where insurance rates basically drive out the holdouts. You still have to deal with bicycles on the road, and you'll still have to deal with Luddites driving, their 76 Blazer out there too. But ultimately, I think that it could drive it out. Let's see what Josh has to say about it. Calling in from Michigan, Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to see if there's any speculation on if once we have a majority of self-driven or of autonomous driven cars, if there'd be an increase or decrease in the amount of pullovers by police, and what would
that's an interesting question.
I would think that there'd be a large decrease because they're not going to take any chances as far as the speed limit goes. However, speed limits, in my opinion, are set artificially low for the sole purpose of being able to pull you over and do some revenue generation. So I would think that you'd have it would tank. Also, right now, cops, as far as speed control, largely cops are old technology. Speed cameras are far better at doing speed control, because if you ding somebody on a ticket every 10,000 times they speed, you're not teaching them anything except you should be better at not getting caught.
Agreed.
However, if you go down a given road and there's a speed camera on that road, and every time you go by, it teaches the person you shouldn't go over X miles an hour on this road. And that makes a heck of a lot more sense from a sort of a carrot stick enforcement situation. Plus, I'd add, the police officers they're dangerous on the road. I mean, they've got these lights that are distracting.
Super distracting.
Purpose of them. They pull over. They're not all the way over.
Rubberneckers.
Cops get knocked into the ditch all the time. And they're dangerous to themselves and others on the road. And oftentimes they don't even want you to pull into a parking lot because they feel like that's unsafe for them. So, that's technology that needs to be changed. Josh, you got something else?
No, sir. Have a great day.
Thanks to you. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. February is National Heart Month, and chances are you have a cardiovascular issue like I do. I help maintain my healthy heart by drinking Super Beets. It's a superfood powder that I mix with water, but you can mix it with yogurt or put it in a smoothie, whatever you want. Not only does it help boost my circulation and support my healthy blood pressure naturally, but I feel the energy and stamina boost in about 20 minutes, which no other superfood formula guarantees. All the beets from Super Beets come from one non-GMO farm in California, so they can keep a close eye on the production of the dietary nitrates. I want you to try this product for National Heart Month. And if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips so that you can see it's working. Plus, get the free book, Beat the Odds. And all of this comes with free shipping. Call 800-951-8940 or visit ftlbeats.com. I believe in Super Beats. 800-951-8940, ftlbeats.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. True to our name, you can bring up anything. And Sarah called in and talked about self-driving cars. I've got to say, I'm very excited about this technology that's coming down the pike. Turnpike, that is. Because I take a drive every year with my wife up and, well, normally back to Florida. This year she's driving back herself. She wanted to stop over at a cousin's house. Mm-hmm. And we drive 1,500 miles from New Hampshire to Florida. It's a 24-hour ride.
Yep.
And we usually stop once or twice.
That's 24 hours if you don't stop. I think it took 26 hours when we came here straight.
I highly don't recommend that. Yeah. It's bad for the human body, especially as you get older, to stick around in, it's bad for your heart. It's bad for your health to sit in a car for hours on end. Every 2 hours, you should get out and get some gasoline or, mm-hmm. Get up and walk around, get some water, whatever it is that you do. You need to get up and not be sitting for 3 or 4 hours in a row. That's bad, bad, bad news. Wherever you've got to go, you don't have to get there that quickly. So anyway, I think that it'll be great when you have these self-driving cars because you can sort of turn the seat around and play checkers with your kid in the back seat and those sorts of things. I really look forward to this. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very exciting.
No doubt.
Speaking of healthy heart, February is Heart Health Month, and it's March now, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, there you go. You missed it. Heart Health Month passed us all.
Sorry,
by.
You can't take care of yourself anymore. It's not February.
It really should be. You should be taking care of your heart every day. And one thing that I do to take care of my heart health is I take Super Beats, and you can find out more by going to FTLBeats.com. But what it does is it's a product that raises your nitric oxide levels in your blood, and there's a lot of new science out about nitric oxide and how it's good for your heart health and specifically your blood pressure, but generally your circulation. If you get cold extremities, this can be good for you. It helps keep you warm. And I've noticed I have to keep the house a little cooler in the winter. That's good news. In the evening, because when I put the covers on or whatever, a degree or two makes a difference. So if you don't feel the results, you don't pay, guaranteed. You get a 30-day supply free with your first order. You also get nitric oxide indicator strips to be able to test and see if it's working for you, and it will be. Plus, you get the free book, Beat the Odds, and all of it comes with free shipping. And if it doesn't, like I said, if you don't feel the results, you don't pay guaranteed. Call 800-951-8940. FTLBeats.com, 800-951-8940, FTLBeats.com. Let's go to Andrew, calling in from Alabama. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
Thanks. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Well, just heard your talk about nitric oxide. From a nutritional standpoint, every high-performance athlete in the world knows about nitric oxide levels.
Yeah.
These are definitely a way to achieve that. So, anyway.
I wouldn't guarantee it's going to increase your 40-minute, your 40-meter dash or anything like that, but Super Beats will help your nitric oxide level.
It can. It really can.
It can.
I mean, you can just look up inner levels, high performance.
It's a circulatory booster, and that's going to help a lot of things. For instance, if people have men have sexual performance issues, it can help that too. So go on. What were you calling about, Andrew? Hello? Did we lose him?
Yeah, maybe he went into a bad cell.
Put him on hold.
He's back. He's back. So you're going to say that again. You just cut out.
Okay, sorry. Let's imagine that we're all in a high... let's imagine that we're all in a stateless society.
Stateless society, all right?
Yes. Okay. We're a volunteerism, environment. You can call it anarcho-capitalism, whatever you want to call it, whatever brand or name you get it. But let's imagine that your family is aggressed upon by someone else.
So okay.
How is justice meted out in a stateless society? That's the question I've been asked lately. I'm not sure how to answer that.
Yeah, I think justice would likely, in many cases, be swift and immediate. So I suspect you would find people taking personal responsibility for their protection of themselves and their families, i.e., they would probably wear weapons around with them. There would probably be a lot of safety advancements in the area of handguns, so that carrying one of these dangerous devices, I mean they're made to kill, around with you would be would cause other people to. They say an armed society is a polite society, and I suspect they're right.
Seems to be true here in New Hampshire, but that only addresses crime as it happens.
Yeah.
In not all instances will you be successful at defending yourself, or will your family be successful at defending themselves, or the robbery might, they might, attack your home or something like that.
They could burglarize your house. That's a nice example, because you can't really protect against that. But if you caught the burglar, then they were caught by your insurance company, they would be the one most motivated, because they would be the ones that had to make you whole. So say they catch the burglar. The burglar then, say they, they basically put a ding on their credit. They have this their permanent record, as it were. And if they... it's probably going to make it difficult for them to get a job or something like that until they make good, would be my guess.
That's the thing. We don't really know. We don't know what the stateless society is going to look like. We don't know what justice would look like there. But I think there are some things that we should look at as far as how the current system works and how things could be a lot better. And with the current system, it's a one-size-fits-all justice system. You've got judges that are mandated by law to sentence people to certain levels. And if the police screw something up, for instance, there's no real liability for them. So if they get the wrong guy, as we've seen a myriad of times where the wrong guy gets arrested, put in a prison cell, and then later, a decade or two later, he's released, exonerated.
People will still be falsely accused and falsely convicted in a, in a stateless society.
Sure, but the point I was trying to make about that is that if someone is falsely accused, then there's personal liability for the person doing the accusing. Meaning that if you are picked up, somebody snatches you up, Andrew, and says, we think you raped this girl. And then it turns out you didn't rape that girl. Well, you've just been kidnapped by the people who thought that you raped that girl.
And had a very serious charge leveled against you.
Right.
Many
so now
people have
a
charge. Okay.
Yeah.
So, So now there's a case against the people who kidnapped you because they deprived you of your liberty while accusing you of this, and then they would have to make you whole. Whereas when the police botch it up and they get the wrong guy, it's like, oops. And the cops never get in trouble. The prosecutor never gets in trouble. Nobody in the government is actually held in any way personally liable for the mistakes.
So they're not incentivized to be right.
To do a good job.
They're incentivized to convict, and they're very good about that.
So I think that's one of the most important things that would change.
I would say that prison would probably be limited to people that are a danger to other people and people that are such recalcitrant recidivants that they simply cannot be stopped from whatever behavior.
Jeffrey Dahmer or something.
Well, no, I'm talking about burglars, too.
Yeah.
So if a burglar...
Sorry, Andrew, what?
No, I was saying it's very well put. Because that's the question I have. Is would jail still exist in a volunteer society? Who decides who are in those jails, on what basis? And even on talking about like white collar crimes, like embezzlement or something like that, like how do you net out justice? Are there any papers that have been written?
Yes. Oh, there's all kinds of papers on free market justice.
I want to recommend The Market for Liberty, if I could. It's a great book. You can actually get it for free if you go to books.freetalklive.com, and there's an audiobook version of it. There's a PDF downloadable version of it. It's called The Market for Liberty. It was written by Morris and Linda Tannehill.
Back in the 70s.
Back in the 70s. Very forward-looking, very, I think ahead of its time.
It's a great book.
In a lot of ways, and it's short, too, which is really nice. I like a good short book that's easy to understand. It's not academic. It's not highfalutin. It's not going to talk over anyone's head, and it does a real good job of explaining market justice, market courts, and what they could look like in the absence of the state.
I'd say that one important thing to say about a stateless society, Andrew, is that it can't be forced. It has to evolve over its people have to be able to sort of opt out of these monopoly organizations that call themselves governments and try things on their own, and that's the only way that that's going to ever come about. You can't force a stateless society on a society. Andrew, thanks for the call.
Good call, too. Good question. A lot of people want to know that. You know, they hear us talking about the ideas of liberty, and they can see how we could get the government maybe out of collecting garbage or something like that.
Yeah, like the government doesn't need to deliver the electricity, for instance.
But in envisioning a world that is so different than what we're used to as far as the justice system is concerned,
it seems impossible.
It's a hard
thing. And you've been
told
your whole life it's impossible. Well, we need the government. Well, I wonder who's telling you that. Maybe it's the government-run schools.
Mm.
And it's not that I don't think we need government. I don't think we need a monopoly government that doesn't allow you to choose for yourself.
And no wonder
kind
of courts are so bad. Yeah. No wonder. They're a monopoly. Monopolies are always bad.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.